Not all economists were blindsided by the brewing financial crisis. In the current issue of Foreign Policy magazine, five prominent market watchers review the dire predictions they made as many as 6 years ago. It's a chance to say, I told you so, in a very polite way. Joining us now is Blake Hounshell. He edited the feature for Foreign Policy. Mr. Hounshell, we've heard that economists are doing some serious soul searching. Is it fair to blame this science, this art, the dismal art of economics for failing to see all this coming?
I think it's a fair criticism. I think the story with economics is that it's not really a science at all. It's more of an art, and it lacks the scientific tools to make really robust and reliable predictions. And I think the current economic crisis bears that out.
Okay, well, let's go to the people who did see it coming. One of the people you feature raising a red flag as early as 2002 was Dean Baker, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research. He predicted then that if the housing bubble collapsed, it could wipe out as much as $2 trillion in paper wealth and worsen the recession. What did Baker see that nobody else saw?
I think what Baker's key insight was that the housing situation in the United States was unsustainable. And he was watching this very closely and warning about collapsing institutions like Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. And Baker was kind of a voice in the wilderness at that point, and I think he's feeling vindicated right now.
Let's flip ahead to the future now. You have these other contrarians you're quoting about what they thought then and their predictions for what is to come. They're not optimistic.
That's right. And I think probably the most prominent among them as a doom and gloom kind of guy is Nouriel Roubini, who has also been warning for years about a global financial pandemic. Looking ahead to next year, he says there's more doom to come. He's kind of gotten this nickname as Dr. Doom, but people are now realizing that Nouriel Roubini is someone who you have to take seriously, and he says that it's not going to be a quick recovery. We're talking about 2 years or so before we come out of this trough.
When you read these articles, what do you see specifically about the housing market, about money markets, about the stock market, about the car industry coming back, let's say in 1 or 2 years?
Well, I think the credit markets are really the linchpin of everything, and the problem with the automobile industry is actually partly a credit problem, because if GMAC and financing arms of car companies like that aren't able to make loans, then people aren't able to buy cars on credit. So you have to get the credit markets functioning again in order for people to start buying cars, start building houses, buying houses, and that is really the way to kickstart the economy again.
Do these five people agree on at least a couple of the parameters of the future economy?
They all talk about the shape of the recession. The conventional wisdom for a while was that we'd have a V-shaped recession, which means a downturn and then a bounce back up, just like the letter V. But I think most of them agree that we're going to get something more like a U-shaped recession and recovery, which means that it could be sort of a long period of no growth before we start to go up again.
There's a term people use, emerging markets, countries, small countries that one would have hope for in terms of influencing the global economy. What do you think about that, about those countries?
Well, you know, the hope for a while was that the emerging economies would pick up the slack if U.S. growth slowed down. So I'm talking about countries like Brazil, India, China, Russia. And the theory for a while was that these countries had become decoupled from the U.S. economy, that they had their own momentum in terms of economic growth. But now I think people are realizing that the decoupling was something of a myth.
Blake Hounshell is the web editor of Foreign Policy magazine. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Noah.